very good evening, Zimbabwe. This Thursday, July the 29th, 2021. Welcome to our live talk show, The Women's Roundtable. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, that's going to be one of our main discussion topics, the live talk pandemic, which is ravaging not only Zimbabwe, but the world. And the Minister of Health says as of 28 July 2021, that's yesterday, so far Zimbabwe is 103,567 confirmed cases with 3,340 deaths and 71,383 recoveries. This is from the time the COVID outbreak last year. And of course, there's a robust vaccination program going on. And the government is saying so far, more than 1.5 million people have been vaccinated.
Yes, Sustain, going back to the daily figures of COVID-19, the Minister of Health says that there are 1,856 new cases, which are local, that they registered, and 60 deaths were reported yesterday, which was July the 28th. And they continued to also highlight the hotspots, which they say are Hurungwe, Kariba, Chegu, Tru in Mashonaland West, Bindura, Shamba in Mashonaland Central, and Maronzera, Murewa in Mashonaland East, Bikita, Chirezi, Mashingo Province, and also in Harare. They say there are a few hotspots in Harare, in the northern suburbs, Kulumane, and Emakandeni in Bulawayo. So these are some of the issues that are happening. And we also saw today receiving some more COVID-19 vaccines. And like you said, you know, they are trying to really, you know, fast-pace the provision of COVID-19 vaccination in most centers in Zimbabwe. And we've had the Minister of Health and the government saying that they're going to decentralize the vaccination program, also dropping in polyclinics, dropping in some, you know, soldiers and some members of the police. So we're yet to see on the ground how that is going to take off.
Yes, Marvelous. So we'll be talking also to some women who are in various organizations and ordinary women who would also tell us their story. How are they coping during this COVID-19 pandemic? Looking at the women, the children, how are they fending for themselves? What programs are they involved in? Those who are, you know, in leadership positions, what are they doing to help the disadvantaged ones? So those are some of the issues we'll be looking at today. Yeboke, kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje ke 29 kuNtulikazi 2021 siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwe-live talk lapho siyabe sicubungula khona indaba ezijiyeneyo olumqoka lunga lwe-COVID-19 esesibona ukuthi hayi sesidla ubhedu elizweni, hatshi elizweni kuphela kodwa emhlabeni jikelele. Sikhangela ukuthi ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi izolo kuphela abantu abedlula inkulungwane elikhulu, i-103,567 sebehlaselwe yileli gcikwane, kukanti selibulele ke abazinkulungwane ezintathu lamakhulu amathathu lamashumi amane, sikhuluma nge-3,340 selokhu igcikwane leli laqhamukayo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi kodwa kulabanye abasilayo labo abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisikhombisa, kukanti kulo hlelo oluqhubekayo olokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni yokwenqabela leli gcikwane le-COVID-19 okuthiwa i-vaccination, sesibona ukuthi sekwedlula isigidi esile ngxenye yaso sebehlatshiwe, sikhuluma phela nge-1,562,285. Sibona ukuthi amanani abantu abahlaselwa yilo umkhuhlane ngelanga ayakhuphuka, ngoba sikunje nje izolo kuphela ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi abayinkulungwane 1,856 abantu bahlaselweke ligcikwane le-COVID-19, kukanti kubhubhe abangamashumi ayisithupha, i-60. Kungakho-ke sizabe sikhuluma ke la besifazana abathiyeneyo sizwe ukuthi iCOVID-19 le ithinta njani inhlelo zabo. Abanye ke esibakhangeleyo lapha sizakhuluma labo ngabantu abaphethe izikhundla zobukhokheli, kukanti abanye hhayi ngabantu nje makhaza. Sizwe ukuthi bancedisana njani, baphathisana njani ngalesi isikhathi-ke ese-COVID-19. Kodwa-ke singakayiqhubekela phambili ngesilakho-ke, asizweni-ke ukuthi uthini-ke uMarvelous.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu paLife Talk apo tinokurukura zviri kusangana nemadzimai nyanya panguva ino yedenda reCOVID-19. Nasi tichange tiine zvakawanda zvatichange tiri kukupakurira ipo pano pachirongwa chedu panyaya yezviri kusangana nemadzimai panguva apo denda iri reCOVID-19 rakasunga munyika. Tinoona kuti Zimbabwe nasi yawanikwa ichipiwa dzimwe nhomba dzeCOVID-19 uyezve dzawanikwa dzichisvika munyika nhasi, apo tiri kuona kuti bazi rezveutano uyezve nehurumende vari kuti ivo vari mushishi rekuti vanhu vakawanda vawanikwe vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 kuitira kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kurasirwa neupenyu panguva ino uwanikwe ivo uchiderera. Tinoona kuti pari zvino pane varianti yaneta, varianti iri kunzi iyo Delta varianti yanetsa chaizvo, uyezve bazi rezveutano riri kuramba richipa dzidziso rekuti vanhu vangaita sei kuti vasawanikwe vachibatwa nedenda iri. Tinoona kuti kubva nezuro July 28 Zimbabwe inoti iyo yaane vanhu 103,567 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Powanikwa zvakare pane vanhu 71,383 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri asi vakarikunda. Asi pari zvino vashaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 vamire vari pa3,340. Vari kutaura zvakare kuti pane vanhu over 1.5 million vabayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Asi vachizivisa zvakare kuti kubva nezuro pane vanhu vakawanikwa vari kurarama nechirwere cheCOVID-19 pari zvino vari pa1,856 uyezve 60 vakatisiya nezuro kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Vari kutaura zvakare kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kuzikanwa semahotspots dzinosanganisira Hurungwe, Kariba, Chegutu, Bindu, Rashamba uyezve dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadai semaronzera, kwaMurehwa, kuBikita, kuChiredzi nemuHarare, tichitarisa kumanorthern suburbs nekuKulumane nekuEmakandeni tiri kuBulawayo. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vari munzvimbo iyi vanofanira kunge vachiedza kuti vagare vakapfeka mamasi uyezve vachiita social distancing nekugeza maoko kana kushandisa mahand sanitizer. Saka tichange tiri kunzwa kubva kune madzimai vanobva kumaruva vachitiudzawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yedenda irori reCOVID-19. Tichizotaura zvakare nevamwewo vari muZimbabwe pari zvino nemabasa avari kubata panguva ino yeCOVID-19. We're now going to take a listen to some of the rural women in Zimbabwe telling us, you know, whether they've been vaccinated or not and what is stopping them from being vaccinated. Some of them are actually saying that they've had a lot of misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine, and according to them, they say that they need a lot of awareness programs to enable them to be able to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Tinonzwa kuti vana chiremba vakawanda vari kukurudzira kuti dai vanhu vawanikwa ivo. Regai timbonzwa kubva kune vamwe gogo vari kumashonaland west.
Makabayiwa here nhomba yeCOVID-19? Semusati mabayiwa.
Makamboende here kuna namukoti kana kuna nesi kavataurirai?
Ndina hangu saka chidiwa kuvhara mhino.
Ndo zvamuri kuita here? Ndiri kuona imimi ndimi chete muchemberi akapfeka maski takandafamba sei muchimuine chidokwa-dokwa kana kuti mine muchigara makapfeka mask?
Ndakanzwa kuti inouya nomuhwani inetapurirana, saka ndakati bveta kupfeka mask kuti handanzi handibayiwe. Zvatakangonzwa kuti vanhu havabayiwe vanorwa, saka ndakabva ndangobatawo.
We're hearing there from one of the grandmothers who is in the rural area in Mashonaland West. actually saying that she heard on radio that COVID-19 is airborne. So she's practicing social distancing. She washes her hands and she uses a mask because she heard that if you have high blood pressure, you shouldn't be taking the COVID-19 vaccine. Regating zvese zvakare kubva kune mumwe mudzimai ari kuti iye akanzwa iye kuti kana uchiyamwisa haukwanise kutora nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19. Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe mudzimai wechidiki achitaura iye pamusoro penya yekuti havasi kubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 nekuti vari kuyamwisa. Vari kumamisha kumashonaland west vanga vari kutaura nemutori wedu wenhau Nunura Ijena. So we're hearing there, like I said earlier on, from a young woman who's also a new mother. She's saying that she hasn't gotten the vaccine because she heard that those who are breastfeeding should not be getting the COVID-19 vaccine. So we're going to also hear our last young lady who's of school going age talking about, you know, whether she knows about the COVID-19 vaccine and her thoughts. So there, the young lady is saying that she heard from school that, you know, people should go and get vaccinated, but she says she's still scared because she wants to see whether those that have been vaccinated are okay. But I'm not sure at that stage whether they've now started the program to vaccinate the young girls like her age.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Over to you, sir, but I've got my guest on the line. Savannah Madamombe is now here, so as soon as you are ready, just let me know.
Yebo ke siyabonga Marvelous sibula babasandale ukusixhuma sixoxa ke ngesiphathelane le COVID-19 njalo besibona ke abanye abalaleli bethu abakhulume le Studio 7 bechasisa ukuthi hayi bona balenkolelo eziningi ezimayelana le COVID-19 leyi. Abanye bathi babona ingani kuthiwa nxa umuntu ekubonyisa akumelanga ahlatshwe lokunye nje okunjalo njalo bebesichasiselwa ke lapho ukuthi kuhamba njani. Yikho ke sike saxoxa futhi ngaphambilini kwale ingxoxo labanye abahlonitshwa bethu abasitshele ezithiyeneyo eziphathelane labesifazane. Sike saxoxa nonkosazana Othilia Zilanda owenhlanganiso ye Bulawayo Resident Association yena layo uzasichasisela ukuthi kuyini kahle kahle okukhathaza abesifazana nabantwana ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 ngoba bona bacubungula behlaziye okwenzakalayo ezigabeni zabo. Asizweni ke ukuthi yena uthini.
Ngathi inhlelo ngiyengakhulu
Sibonge kakhulu ke unkosazana Otilius Manda yena ke obona ngeziphathelane labesifazana i-Women's Branch ke ku-Bulawayo Residents Association. Singatoliki ke ukuthi kuyini ke yena abekutsho. Siza ke sizwe ke ukuthi omunye njalo esixoxelayo obona ngezempilakahle kukhansili yena ke ngukhansila Sinikiwe Mutanda ukuthi yena uthini ngabakubonayo okuphathelane labesifazane. Yebo ke, those were our two women rights defenders. We spoke to some time, and they are both saying that the domestic violence is still continuing in families. And then we had the chairperson of health committee in the Bulawayo City Council, Councillor Sinikiwe Mutanda. She was actually saying that in her ward alone, seven women have withdrawn their gender-based violence cases against their husbands. And when she asked them, they say it's because they needed a police report to get treated in the hospital so they to do that. Otherwise, they don't want their husband to be in jail. So the men are back again in the house, and they are just hoping that there won't be any more cases, because they are saying some are the habitual. It usually happens over and over again. You may see the very same women going to report and then withdrawing the cases. And before that, we heard Otilius Manda of the Women's Branch at the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who's saying the women, the problem they have now, even if they go and line up for vaccines, they'll be late, the curfew is at 3, so they won't have enough time to buy stuff, and they end up buying outside when the shops are closed, and those are expensive goods. So staying there in the lines to get vaccinated, it also disadvantages them from doing most of the work they are supposed to do, looking after the children and fending for themselves. Yes.
Vanoda kuteerera Studio 7 tibatei na 7 PM pamasaisai anoti 909 AM 4930 6170 ne 7270 kilohertz pa shortwave mazuwa ose. Munokwanisa kugonzwa Studio 7 na 6 AM muvuro kusvika chishanu pamasaisai anoti 909 AM 4930 6040 ne 15460 kilohertz pa shortwave.
Apo tanga tirikunzwa vanyarikani vedu vanga vari kutaura ivo vachisinya yari kunyanyonetsa pamadzimai ari kuwanikwa ivo vachisangana nemhirizhonga ndeyekuti vamwe madzimai vanokwidza nyaya dzavo kumapurisa asi kuti vangowana report kuitira kuti vaende kunowana kurapwa kuchipatara mahara, asi kana pakusvika panguva yekuti varume vaye vasungiswe, madzimai vaye vanobva vabvisa nyaya yavo kumapurisa. Saka ndozvimwe zviri kusanganikwana nemadzimai sekutaura kwanga kuri kuita vanyarikani vedu. Asi tabva taita rombo rakanaka tine muzvare Savana Madamombe, vanovaivo vanorwira kodzero dzevanhukadzi uyezve vachishanda nevanotora zvinodhaka, vari pano pachirongwa chedu vachitiudzawo maonero avo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe panyaya yedenda irori recovid-19 sakanangana nemadzimai. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro muzvare Madamombe. Hello, regaitone kuti muzvare Madamombe tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro. Tikuona kuti pari zvino ndofunga laini yava yiswita, but tinavo panhare. Tikuedza kuti tione kuti tingataure navo here tichinzwawo kuti kwakamira sei. Asi vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino zviri kunyanyonetsa munyika yeZimbabwe inyaya yekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kuwana ivo vachibatwa nedenda irori recovid-19, asi nyaya yekuzowana kuti uwane kuti worapirwa kupi ndiyo iri kutinetsei pari zvino, tichitaura kwavari kuita vachitaura vachiti ivo kunzvimbo dza.
Yebo ke, lapo mavelasike besathi udinga omunye umhlonitshwa wethu ozasixhasa manje ke masinyane. Yena ke singathi ke kathesi okwakamanje sisamelele ukuthi sixoxelayo unkosazana Savana Madamombe olwela ilungelo loluntu. Watu wasenga ikachana ke ecingweni kachesi sesileyo siphatha amandla sokacha lwabesifazana kunhlanganiso ye kubandla lezombusazwe ke LMDC Alliance ke sikhuluma ngonkosikazi Barbara Chanyaniwa. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga Sthandeka.
Yebo ke may you remind ke our listeners and viewers who you are.
Thank you so much, Sthandeka Mbeki. My name is Barbara Chanyaniwa. I'm the national spokesperson for Assembly, the MDC Alliance, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Thank you.
Yes, we are discussing COVID-19 and how it's affecting women in the country. So far, within your party, what can you say are the most... How is COVID-19 affecting most of your programs as the women's assembly?
Yes, firstly, I would like to say COVID-19, it is the new variant. It has caused a lot of disarray. It has caused a lot of deaths. People are dying. And as MDC Alliance, we have been encouraging people to observe the restrictions so that they stay safe, and we are seeing most women, they are not technologically compliant. So there is a very, very big problem.
Yes, and can you say this may affect the way the women participate in politics? Thinking that now maybe you are preparing for elections and other programs like that.
Yes.
Past you used to complain as women's assembly about violence towards women or arbitrary arrests against women. Is it better now, and are women able to campaign or go about their, you know, daily programs without any harassment, which your party alleges?
Right now, it is not restricted. You don't know the restrictions are
there. We'll come back to you shortly whilst we take another guest. So marvelous, there was Barbara Chanyaniwa, who has explained mostly on how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting the women's activities. Over to you.
Let's quickly take our next guest. Sisisa Bana Madamombe, talk to you about the Pachirongwa.
No tender, Makadiniwa Terem.
Imimuri kuu Zimbabwe parishino mchiba iko kuno ku New York. Mungati waka mira seita nye ye chingere chike COVID-19. Zisha mukuona.
Mazala parishino kuna kumira shaganaka. Kozi, irkura ya wanwar kuhuara. Azunazuna kumira mshe maosito waka zara. Andisi yetu linganya to sigira sei kutia kuna kumira mshe.
Mboti sana ngureipa nye ye shisatara. Eja kamira sei zisha mukuona.
Kuzvipatara kwakazara ini ndakatendawo neimwe brother yangu anga aita positive takasvika kuparenyakoko kwavakaita wadi yavari kuti wadi yecovid takatotaurawa kuti makazara vari kungotora only those who are critical, even then they are not enough there.
Saka makazoita sei kunyatsotsanangurai kuti makafamba sei
so
kune munhu
akatakasvika takashika tika testwa akandi positive. Tikandi chienda iku ku main hospital. Takanomira muchimu queue. Manga panga mene queue anga ikareba. Ndika tumbovunga nesu anga aripo kuti kozvino handazi yangu zvari positive. Tikaramba takamira panapa tisiri kuzadza vamwe here tinozoita kuzadza vamwe zvikanzai. Tomirai vanhu vese vari panapa vazhinji vati vatotestwa vari positive. Tikazopinda kuwadi C kwacho kwatakagara nguva hombe. Simira kutona ana chiremba vakazomuona vakati uyu zvaasiri kushowa masainzi ekurwara dzokerai henyu naye kumba mungono isolata munoitawo zvamunoita mukondikati ko zvino pati hatina kwokuisolata zvikanzi hapana zvekuita munhu wese aingobuda imomo anga asingarwara aingonzi dzokerai kumba munoisolata kumba so ndo nhamo yacho iriko hakuna maquarantine places zvakanga zviriko zviye pekutanga saka kana uhanzi positive unongonotsvagawo kumba kuona kuti uita sei.
Saka imisi hanzvadzi yenyu muri kuzvifambisa sei manje tichiona kuti vanhu vazhinji vanogara vakati wandei Ini muri kuzvigona sei?
Hapana kuzvigona mazvilasi nekuti izvozvi zvisusu vamwe vacho takatongo hapana kuzvigona hapana magonero unongonzi ari murumu make but matoilets handi mamwe chete zvimwe zvese munosheya chii hapana kuzvigona totongomirira tese takungotarisa kuti taapa exposed which means isusu vese vari pamba hapana kwatichaenda taakungogara pako kusvikira taona kuti tazotestwa taita negative
tombotarisa nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba muri kuona zvakamira sei munyika pari zvino
marvelous ini ndakasvika muno muna February hurumende yanga yakavhura nzvimbo dzakawanda vanhu vachinzi vavaccinatwe nina hangu ndakanga ndabva ndavaccinatwa majekiseni angu maviri asi vanhu vakanga vasingaende vanhu vaitya vanhu vanokahadzika vanhu vari kuramba vachingofunga izvozvi zviri kutaurwa kunzi hauzozvara vada kuuraya vanhu vatema kune vamwe vakaenda zveshuwa mabve kutanga kwaizara kusvikira dzimwe nzvimbo dzambovharwa nekuti kwanga kusina vanhu iye zvino kune nzvimbo dzakawanda dzakavhurwa unoona kuine malaini akawanda asi vazhinji vamwe vanhu vachiri kungotya futi saka unobva watongoshaya kuti zvinoita sei asi chandoziva ndechekuti munhu wese achangovhaccinatwa naicho chirwere kana kuti nevhaccine so zviri nani kuti unobayiwa chi jekiseni pane kuzovhaccinatwa naicho chirwere
saka imi muno semaonero enyu zvamakaona kunew york nezvamakaona kuzimbabwe pane zvamadzidza here zvingaitwawo nehurumende kuti panyaya yedzidziso nokuti tatine mamwe madzimai ekumashonaland west ekumaruwa vanga vari kutaura zvakasiyana siyana kuti sei vasati vatora nhomba zvii zvingaitwe kuti vanhu vanyatsonzwisisa kuti nhomba idzi dzakakosha sei
chinonetsa marvelous ndechekuti meseji iyi inoenderana kuti iri kutaurwa nani ini ndinofunga kuti dai hurumende yakatora vanhu not public but private sector iriyo yakafamba ichitaurira vanhu nezvenhomba iyi nekuti vanhu kana vakachitaurwa nehurumende ivo vamwe vacho vachikahadzika nenyaya yemabatirwo avanoitwa nehurumende iyoyo havateerere zvekutaurwa nehurumende iyoyo handiti nekuti pane makakatanwa saka pamwe zvichida dai hurumende yatora yashanda nemapublic nemaprivate sector ichifamba ichitaurira vanhu vangave vanobvuma kubayiwa nhomba atini ndo pamwe pane nhamo iripo nekuti isusu zvataiona kunew york ndezvekuti sagavhuna wedu wekunew york aive munhu aifarirwa nevanhu sipereki achifarirwa nevanhu kudaro saka taitomirira kuti ari kuti chinhu asi toteerera zvaari kutaura choita so chimwe chinhu chandinoona ichocho chinotadzisa kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba kana tikatarisa pakuti kufamba vanhu vachinge vachinzi mavharirwa taitwa iyoyo lockdown vanhu vazhinji vari kufamba nekuti vari kutsvaga chikafu dai hurumende yacho yabatsirawo vanhu kuwana chikafu vari panzvimbo dzavari handikunge kuti vaifamba semafambiro avari kuitai asi pari zvino kuti vanhu vanzigarai vasina chekudya ndiri kuona vanhu vanongoramba vachimbeya vachitsvaga chidhorari kuti vadye.
Maybe if we can just switch quickly to English, if you can just tell us your experience that you faced when your brother was not feeling well and you went to get him tested for COVID-19, what happened?
So what happened, marvelous, was really something that I think is care, it's borderline carelessness or it's an institution that doesn't understand or was not prepared. So when they called us, after I had argued and said, look, I can't come because there's COVID, we arrived without them even notifying us that the institution had a COVID issue. So when we got there, we took our brother, we started putting the things in the car, and then all of a sudden, another car, which looked like an ambulance, shows up. So I'm asking them, what is going on? Why is this car here? They casually just told us that our two people had tested positive. So I was like, what do you mean? So you mean they're all going into testing? They're like, yeah, we are taking people to testing. I said, what about my brother? Oh, he's not showing any signs. Sure enough, my brother wasn't showing signs, but when we took him to get tested, he was positive. So it means there was no understanding, even on it from an institution, you understand, institution level. So they exposed us, and at that point, I couldn't just leave my brother. I had to take my brother with me to Parirenyatwa, and then I couldn't just say to him, just go by yourself inside the COVID zone. I had to go with him, which means I'm further exposing myself and then exposing other people. I just think it wasn't handled well.
So from there, how are you now
you know, like giving care to your brother. We know most family lives, you know, as a community. Is it doable? How are you doing it?
It's not. It's not doable. We share bathrooms. We share toilets. So it's just that, you know, everybody is exposed. So now we know that, you know, more than 10 members of the family are exposed. Now we are scrambling to get whatever the medicines that are being sold on in the pharmacies. I don't know what works or doesn't work, because the government says use this, and then the doctors are saying, yeah, you can use this. We don't know whether they're pushing this because they want money. We just don't know. You just take anything because you're desperate. At this point, I'll drink anything, right? I'll just drink anything.
What about the issue of the COVID-19 vaccine? What are you seeing on the ground?
You know, in the beginning, people were getting vaccinated. But at the same time, there were so many places open, and a lot of people who are still not going through it. There are a lot of conspiracy theories around. Whether it's true or it's not, nobody verifies. People are just afraid. And I think the other issue is also about trust. If I think the government should probably use a private sector to go and talk about vaccines to people, because there's no trust between people in the government, right? So it makes people skeptical. They fear. They don't trust what is coming out. But when I'm looking at what is happening in New York City, when the governor, who is well-liked and well-loved by the people, was talking to us about the vaccine, we used to just listen to him and do whatever he says. So I think they when it comes to this vaccine, talking to the people, let's have the private sector as well involved, talking more so that people can understand this is not about politics. This is about just saving people's lives. It's about your life and other people's lives.
Mm. Maybe before I let you go, I know, you know, you're on a tight schedule. Unless if you can give us a few more minutes, I can keep you on the phone. That's up to you. Just also, you know, when you look at women, what are you seeing when you look at, you know, the number of women that are actually going out there to get vaccinated?
I think women are getting more vaccinated than the men. The men are hesitant, and too much conspiracy theories about black people this, black people that. But I see, because you remember the other thing that I'm doing is dealing with people who are abusing drugs. There's a huge exposure that women, as mothers who are taking care of these kids who are dealing with drugs, they are being exposed a lot, because these guys, they don't stay at home. They go and do their drugs at night, and then they share these apparatus that they use for smoking, right? They're sharing 20, 30 people, and then they come back at home. I know of two mothers who have died in the group. We have two groups of women, of parents on WhatsApp. Two parents died, and they died of COVID, and their kids had tested positive as well. So the women are being exposed because they are the natural as it is anyway. But the whole entire family gets exposed once COVID gets into the family.
I thank you very much, Savannah Madamombe, a rights activist, just sharing what she's seeing on the ground. We'll come back to you shortly, Asa.
We'll go back to our other guest, Barbara Tanyanywa. Can you respond, or what are your views to what our other guest, Savannah Madamombe, was saying?
Okay, I think what she was saying, it's exactly what's happening in Zimbabwe. For example, I've got my daughter. My daughter is in isolation. She tested positive for COVID-19. So this is how real the situation is.
Yes, sorry about that. You can go ahead.
Yes, and this is how real the situation is. So she's isolating. The good part is, the good part of it is she can isolate because the house, they're so many, they're big rooms, and the rooms are many. There's also my other daughter, she's got a small baby, and they're also hiding, they are not mixing. So even the the uncle, his, their uncle also tested positive, their own house in Madison and Blawai. So you can see how deadly this virus is, Sandile. And to make matters worse, people are still moving. People do not want to stay in homes, like what the caller is just saying, to say they don't have a choice, Sandile, because there's what we call this hunger virus, this coronavirus versus hunger virus. So people will just go out to look for food because people are hungry. They can't stay in their homes. And the people there's also a situation in Marondera where they use bottled water in towns. The tap water is not coming out. So people come to the bottle without masks.
Okay.
So you see, it's not that they don't have those masks, but they have to buy them.
Okay.
So this is how the situation is. And even the hospitals, I'm told they are full. The cemeteries standing in. I saw someone who was there in Blawai at the northern cemetery was taking videos. It was car after car. Every minute there was a hearse getting into the cemetery.
Yeah, okay. Wheels are gonna. Before we go back to Madam Ombi, can you tell us ngesiNdebele ukuthi uthini ngamazwi akhulumileyo yena unkosazana Madam Ombi ngokwenzakalayo njalo lawe kuyini okukwehleleyo ngaleli gciwane le-COVID-19?
Ngiyabonga Sandile. Okukhulunywe ngusisi wami uMadam Ombi.
Aiwa apho tangathi siri kunzwana nasizvo microphone yangu inge isina kuwani kwa iyo yakavhurika. Saka potanga tirikunzwa kubva kuna munyarikani wedu vari pano vari kutaura ivo pamusoro penyaya yenyaya iyo yedenda recovid-19 vachitaura kuti ivowo hama yai mwana wavo kuZimbabwe ikoko akatowanikwa achibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 uye pari zvino vatori panzvimbo iyoyi yekuita isolation nezvimwe zvakadaro panguva inoyi saka regai timbobata zvakare Savana Madam Ombi munyarikani wedu watinaye pari zvino kuti timbonzwa kuti kumaruwa kwakamira sei pamusoro pedenda irori recovid-19. Hallo, muzvare Madam Ombi. Okay, kuti tione kuti tingavabata here tichinzwa kuti kwakamira sei kunzvimbo ye Mashonaland West uko kumusha kwavo timbonzwa kuti ko zvii zviri kuitika panyaya yevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda irori recovid-19. Apo tangata vanga variko panhare asi saasiso kuziva kwamunoita nhare dzekuZimbabwe dzinombowanikwa network ichidona saka regai teedze zvakare kuti tivabate tione kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yedenda irori recovid-19.
Yebo ke kulungile, sisamelele omunye ke umhlonitshwa wethu unkosazana Madam Ombi. Unkosazana unkosikazi Chanyanyiwa ubungasichaseli ke ngolimi lwesiNdebele ukuthi i-COVID-19 leyi ithinta njani inhlelo zenu njengabesifazana kubandla le-MDC Alliance, ziqhutshwa njani inhlelo, ukuhamba njani?
Ngiyabonga Sandile. Okwakathesi engingathi i-COVID-19 ngenxa yokuthi kule mithetho ehambelana lo COVID-19 ukuthi abantu abamelanga bahambe.
Aiwa apo tandatiri kunzwa kubva kune munyarikani wedu amai Barbara Chanyanyiwa vari kutaurawo pamusoro pezviri kusanganikwa nemadzimai vari kuita zvematongerwo enyika panyaya iyoyi yedenda recovid-19 uyezve tiri kuramba tichienderera mberi nechirongwa chedu tichitarisa zvakare sekutaura kwataita kuti muzuva ranhasi Zimbabwe yawanikwa iyo ichiwana dzimwe nhomba dzecovid-19 dzawanikwa dzichisvika munyika muzuva ranhasi.
Yebo ke ungasitshela njalo ke nkosazana Chanyanyiwa ke ngolimi lwesishona ke ukuthi uthini lawe ngalokho okunye nje besixoxa ngakho lokho zobe kukhulunywa ngonkosazana Matamo.
Andinotenda Sandile, awasugara pasi nenyaya yokuti kune dzara. And for sure,
But pane here zviri kuitwa ane vatingati mapazi enyu ezvematongerwe enyika kuti muedze kukurudzira madzimai kuti vaende kunobaiwa nhomba pasina nyaya dzezvematongerwe enyika.
Studio 7, esakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040, naku 15460 kHz kushortwave.
Ngesizwe isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-ARTUZ esake saxoxa laziso. Nge unkosazana Sokoluhle Ndlovu ukuthi uthini ngabantwana abangamantombazana ezikolo ngesikhathi se-COVID-19.
Abantwana bele-ICT ngakhathesi so bangena entweni ezingayisiyo, so yabona abanye sebesezibungezwa and stuff ama-secondary girls early marriage. Sikhangela abafana abaningi bele sebekuma-mining ima illegal mining lana. I-secondary mining community engifundisa kiyo vele ikumayiningi lana ama-mines kakhulu. So that's way abantwana abaningi sebekhonangala, abanye amankazana sekhonangale for prostitution. So yiwo ama-problems esiwakhangelele xa izikolo zithatha isikhathi eside so zingavulwanga. But there's nothing that we can do because the number of cases of COVID, they are rising daily.
Ungathi uhlupho lokumantombazana kakhulu kula abantwana abangabafana yibapha ababaningi eklasini nxa selibuyela.
Khanye sengikhangele ngesikhathi sirejista abalokhu abantwana for form four o-levels. Inumber idiklayinile kakhulu. Kufanele ukuthi abafana vele sokungani kuyafanana because out of it has of 30 something. Sebekukho kurejista abantu abangu-less than 20, about 16, 17 there. It was only about girls ukuphela abankazana. Sekuhlangele vele bonke boys vele amaningi badropile out.
Kodwa kule nhlelo yini emphakathini ezokuhuga abantwana ukuthi bebuyele esikolo kumbe inhlanganiso ezizimele ezivan
hayi, akhona ama-organizations asekhona amaningi. Abanye baba-back at school sebele umuntu ezoqeda ama-O-levels akhe. Abanye baba-empower izinto zokuthunga into ze-poultry and so forth. Because nakhangela ku-community engiyiyo yona wakona film organization was doing that to the girl child.
Aba fana ge la baba tatis daramis.
Ya la uwa kusana jaga za kona makarese kisi tukuti utabeza ama soka la program za mani ya nini. Ora ya mjusti tibia nolunga ukuti sese ti ema ndare na ikaza na kakuti patise iyo kwa wazo uli injusti ziki ya kuti hivi na muka na omu fana la ye yetu benefit standa kwa wazo mwoto zama kile kaya sema uka za mwita mani ya lati ngui lantum kwa na ikaza na kwa wazo kwa mwibi hizi uko kizo kati entro wani wa nso uche la banta na banga baba
ungasichazisa ukuthi ubona umahluko kuyiwuphi abantwana laba abafunda emakhala basemaphandleni othi ekugcineni imfundo yabo ingasafani.
Ya abantwana bemalokhuza bemakhaya kungekho abafunda and then ikhangele futhi abephamba abanye amasikibinzo abasuke kwenza imidala abasisa zabo around like abantwana bahamba ngesosi kuzokubesiyangeseyafunda kuma-ambisenza ama-extra lessons of private lessons kuthiwa ngekhaya usele yedwa kulakalambalisalayo amfundisayo online learning ayifinyeleli kubo bonke radio lessons ayifinyeleli bonke because abanye vele akula radio ekhaya akula TV ekhaya so ungamekhaya vele singikhathi umkhangele sikulayo emakhaya vele emaphandleni i-schools ama-school fees angikhona vele ze-curative na-45 ama-resources abanawo ufinda ukuthi isikolo sinesibuzukeli 1 or 2 or 3.
Sizweni ke okwesibili amazwi kaNkosazana Otilias Banda ubona ngeziphathelane labesifazana kunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Uzalandelwa njalo ngokhansila Sinikiwe Mudanda yena ke okugatshalwe ezempilakahle kukhansila yakoBulawayo besitshela ngeCOVID-19 lesiphathelane labesifazana.
Ukukhathazeka kakhulu abantu besifazane yona ngokwayo i-vaccine ama-centers angikhona anama-long queues ukuthi umuntu ayenelise ukuthola i-vaccine njalo kuyenza lokusebenza kube nzima ngoba abantu besifazane ngabantu abaphila ngokuzisebenza engingathi ngama-vendors iningi labo ephila ngokuzisebenza ukuyadinga i-vaccine kubathathela isikhathi eside ilanga lonke umuntu akina esechayelwa likhola lokuthi kuvalwe engasebenzanga lito okudala ukuthi imuli zabo zingasenelisi ukuthola ukudla ngoba khona lokudla kwangikhona ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID. So kudula ngeokunye kungezelelwayo ukuthi izitolo ziyaphangisa ukuvalwa kube sokuthengwa ebantwini phansi okuyabe sekulentengo ephezulu ephezu kwale esithenga ngayo kuba ngcono kuza kangcono kodwa inani lezindawo zalapho okushatshelwa khona yizo ezilutshwana eziyenza abantu begcine sebeminyeni bona bevele besiyadinga khona ukuhlatshwa okuyingozi ukuthi bayagcina sebeshaka lapho abahlatshwa khona bevele sebewuthethe lowo mkhuhlane. Abantu bebeminana begcwala kakhulu lapho okushatshwa khona okuthi abantu babebaningi okudlula wona amajekiseni kodwa bazamile ukuhlatshwa sibili laba abazisebenzayo iningi langkhulu. Kunjakela lokhu kuqale uhlelo le-lockdown luya lukula kakhulu ezindlini ngoba nanko labantwana sebetshona bekhona ezindlini ukuganga lokona kuba kuningi lokungazwanani ezindlini kuba kuningi okunye kudalwa yikhonokho ukuthi abantu bebezikhandlela iy'ndleko zendlini seziningi ngoba imuli isitshona ivuthene ingasafakalalanga isiyadinga ukudla udlakela luyakhwela kunye lezigebenga zileningi zidalwa yikuthi labo akade bezincediswa kunhlelo zokuhamba engathi abamakhombi abangekho kuhlelo lukazukho labo sebengabantu asebephelele imisebenzi asebehlezi ezindlini abantu batshontshelwe emini libalele bagazwa emini libalele ngingathi inhlelo ziningi kakhulu kodwa inhlelo kathe sesizenza kubomakhala ekhukhwini ukuthi sicothisane labomama ukuthi singancedisana njani nokuthi abantu kabazivikele yikho kathe sesikwenzayo kakhulu njengenhlanganiso ngoba inhlelo zokubuthana kazisavumi ngomthetho we-lockdown lowo khona kodwa kumaradio lingaluphosensi kuzonke inhlanganiso iyakhuluma njalo singabantu esiluqakathekisayo uhlelo lololukhona kathese lokuthi abantu bezivikele bahlatshwe bagqoka amama
i-COVID hheyi isibhahlile and abantu bayafa kuqala besisa uyazi usakuzwela nje kwezinye indawo but khathesi kuhamba abantu esiyabe sibazi and nginanzelela ukuthi abantu abaningi abangani bayabhubha ngabantu abadala ngingazi ukuthi imbangela yangikhona yikuyini but abantu abadala bayabhubha and I've witnessed ama-cases ngingathi phose angu-4 maybe just few meters away from even lapho esihlala engihlala khona endlini and as a council as a department what we are doing now ukuthi umuntu engavele kuthiwe ubulewe ufe nge-COVID especially the palaces bengalayeza ngesikhathi esi-right with the council department the health department bayagijima beyenza infumigation ezini endlini nxa kuyikuthi ngumuntu okade esendlini or even ebubhele esibhedlela but ebelesikhathi esifitshane ekade esendlini bahamba beyenza infumigation sikhangelele ukuthi i-response team igijime masinyane kungabi lesikhathi eside but we are facing challenges councillors uzathola ukuthi abantu bayafuna ukuhamba ezindlini so sigqugquzela nje abantu ukuthi sike nini sime nini sibilikenza ama-gatherings amaningi athize siyazi sibili sisachayisana sibili lobunzima obukhulu ukuthi abantu vele isintu sethu sithi abantu siyakhalelana but nxa ungasamba ngiyakhalela umuntu especially us as leaders kuyabe sokungani usukhethile ukuthi ubani kumbe usuyangeka ukuthi ubani
phambilini kwalingxoxo uthe i-council iyakhathazeka njalo ngokuphathelane lodlakela ezindlini ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 ungasichasisela ngalolu daba
I'm a little bit worried ngendaba yama gender based violence because most of the time omama ba withdraw ma cases. I'll say in my words, for like this past month I think we withdraw about 7 cases as a gender based violence and it will be a man, a child or sfazana and uthole ukuthi usehamba sesiya withdraw. The other case I was asking umama ukuthi why you withdraw when uvele umbophiseleni wathi ngambophisa because amapholisa ayethe afuna i-police report. So I was asking her, I asked her ukuthi ngabe amapholisa babengafuna ukuthi uthathe i-police report for you to be treated in hospital wawungasozwanelise yini ukuthi uyethatha uyeyenza i-police report. So what I feeling and also saying hand. So we are facing ama challenges, ama kulu kakhulu, ama nengi kakhulu, nge gender based violence.
Yes, so Masinika, if you can give us your last word in isiNdebele, ukuthi kuyini okuxwayisa abantu ukuthi bekwenze ngomzuzu owodwa nje 1 minute.
Ngiyabonga mina engokuxwayisa khona abantu ukuthi baqhubeke nalandela izimiso ze-COVID ezifana nokugeza izandla ukuhlala khatshana lakhatshana esithi social distancing ukugqoka imaski bengashiyani le maski nokuhamba ezinsweni esalekile lanxa kuthiwa siyafuna ukuhamba endlini abantu babayekele ukuhamba ezinsweni ngoba sokutholakele ukuthi izimba ngama-super spreaders
Ngakho ke kithi akuhambe empela ukuhamba abantu abakhozi ngawe ukuthi umakhelwane lo please abantu abake bayeke ukuhamba ezintweni ngoba vele even ke restriction yezintweni ithe iphethi abantu kodwa uzabona izinto kugcwele abantu ezintweni so thina siyakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi yebo siyafuna ukukhala nabakhalayo kodwa at the same time asifuni ukuthi sisende ukukhala sesihamba siyakhala futhi sesibaningi sesithanda again thina kathi sikhalele umuntu oyi-one.
We are coming to the end of our show now. Marvelous, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. To also thank our guests, Tangatina, Mujare, Safana, Madame Mombe, Mawia Panwa, Staura, and Yaya Vartora, Ivo, Sesh, and Rashupita, Wana, Amai, Tanya, Niwa Kuti, Nyaya, Kunis, Akuma, Kumusha Parish, and Bishop Tivan, Warpi, and Aku Zindu. Mpango ino ya COVID-19 uko kurukuzi kano kuti kuma super spreader chinoreva izvo kuti ndio kumwe kuri kutapurirana vanhu chirwere icho chiche COVID-19 saka vanga vari kutsimira ivo muzvare madamombe kuti kaipaitwa zvirongwa zvekudzidzisa vanhu kukosha kwakaita kuti vateerere zvinenge zviri kutaurwa navana mazvikokota ezveutano kana nehurumende panyaya iyo yehondo yekurwisa denda iri COVID-19 uyezve kuti vaende kunobayiwa nhomba dzeCOVID-19.
Yebo ke, sinugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo ke yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikho napha ke eWashington. Sibonga njalo esinye isiphathamandla esibesixoxa laso unkosikazi Barbara Tanyani wayena oyisikhulumeli sogatsha lwe-MDC Alliance Women's Assembly olubona ngabesifazana phela kubandla le-MDC Alliance. Sizabonana njalo ngolwesine oluzayo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyakuye saying have a very good evening. We'll meet again tomorrow on the spot with a Tukurukurei.